It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College volleyball team opens the month of October at home with a 6:30 p.m. match against number 12 Barton Community College tonight at Arley Bryan Gymnasium. Prior to the match, Cloud County Residents Life will be hosting a tailgate party outside Entrance 2 of the college's Concordia campus. T-Bird students can enjoy pizza, games, and more beginning at 5:30 p.m. Cloud County has lost five straight matches to sit at 5-16 overall and 0-6 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. The T-Birds are coming off a three-set home loss to Butler Community College Saturday, 12-25, 12-25, 16-25. Freshman Kennedy Casanova paced the T-Birds' offense with six kills. Sophomore Isa Caroline Da Silva picked up five kills and five digs. Freshman middle hitters Elizabeth Schuster and Zoe Sudbeck tallied four kills each. Schuster also added two service aces. Redshirt freshman Addison Ogle accumulated nine assists, while freshman Ilvi Schmidt had five assists. Sophomore libero Beatrice Giusti had a team-high 14 digs, while sophomore Berkeley Curtis tallied five digs. Barton Community College enters this week's match at 18-5 overall and 5-1 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. Their lone conference loss was a five-set road defeat to number 11 Colby Community College on September 24th. The Cougars bounced back from that loss on Saturday by recording a four-set road win over Garden City Community College. Barton has won four straight meetings over Cloud County, including sweeping both of their conference matches with the T-Birds in 2024. Tonight's match will be streamed live on the T-Birds Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com.